People usually consider walking on water or in thin air a miracle. But I think the real miracle is not to walk either on water or in thin air, but to walk on earth. Every day we are engaged in a miracle which we don't even recognize. A blue sky, white clouds, green leaves, the black, curious eyes of a child, our own two eyes. All is a miracle. And this week's opening quote comes from Thich Nhat Hanh. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, folks, when I look around at the world today, I can't help but think just how ridiculous everything is. I mean, really, this whole situation is ridiculous. The state of the world, the war posturing, the things that our leaders are getting away with, the fracking, the homelessness, the starvation, the police state, everything that they're doing, the whole thing is just utterly absurd, don't you think? I do. I think it's completely and utterly ridiculous that humankind has got itself into this predicament. And I wonder how long it's going to be before we wake up to ourselves, collectively. I know there's a lot of people out there who have woken up to themselves, but there's also a lot of the human race which hasn't. And there's a lot of people who are half awake who are still waiting for someone to come along and save them, and they're not really prepared to participate in things for themselves. And that, too, is ridiculous. I mean, it is, folks. It's ridiculous. Everything's gotten ridiculous. What the Western governments are doing, it's ridiculous. ISIS rampaging across the Middle East is ridiculous. The war posturing against Russia and the new Cold War that seems to be underway as a result is ridiculous. The fact that we're having G20 meet here in Australia this weekend is also pretty damn ridiculous. Not to mention our Prime Minister. I suppose if you actually look up the word ridiculous, I'm sure you'll probably find a picture of our Prime Minister next to the word in the dictionary just to illustrate the term. I mean, truly, folks, I feel like I'm living in a circus or something. Things just don't seem anywhere near normal anymore. I mean, perhaps it's just because of what our governments have been doing, the way they've ramped things up so much, this ridiculous war raging across the Middle East and this ridiculous posturing against Russia, the ridiculous pieces of legislation that are being brought in all over the place. I mean, it just blows me out how much things have ramped up in the last 12 months. And it's almost like humankind is splitting in two. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people waking up, but the ones who are asleep just seem to be becoming more and more stupid. It's remarkable. But some people that I know, they just seem to have these glazed looks in their eyes. And if you even mention the fact that you're not happy with the Prime Minister or something, they look scared. They look like you might be a terrorist or something, and perhaps they better phone the authorities and warn them about you. It's remarkable, folks. People just seem to be scared to think outside of the box and scared of anybody who does think outside of the box. They're literally seeing people who think differently to them as a threat. And the Islamophobia is reaching incredible fever pitch proportions. It's absolutely phenomenal how well the powers that be have convinced the Christians and the Muslims to forget their centuries-old alliances and their centuries-old unity and all of their religious commonalities, and to put it all aside and to both battle against each other and annihilate each other, while Judaism, the enemy of both, sits on the sidelines and cheers them on and watches. Of course, it's mainly the Christian world which is rampaging against the Muslim world. We're not seeing much of the Muslim world rampaging back against the Christians, except for controlled opposition such as ISIS, ISIL, or whatever you want to call them, which again is a Western-run operation designed to rally the Christian world against the Muslim world. All the world is a stage, folks, and at the moment the human race is being played like a fiddle. We're being played like a fiddle, we're being played like an entire orchestra. And all one really has to do is step back and look at things, and it becomes very obvious for all to see. And what also becomes obvious is who is doing the playing. And truly, folks, the fact that we are letting this continue, well, as I said, it's just ridiculous. The whole state of the world is ridiculous. Allowing the situation in Gaza to continue is ridiculous. Allowing our governments to continue their warmongering is ridiculous. It's truly time for the people of the world to stand up and be counted, folks. It's really time for the people of the world to stand up and call a spade and call these criminal scumbags who are running our governments out as what they are. Just name them for what they are. Tony Abbott, if you're listening to this show, you're a criminal, mate. You're a criminal scumbag. You're a sociopathic criminal scumbag, and I hereby accuse you openly and publicly of treason and treachery against your nation. I accuse you of this because of the new laws that you've brought in claiming that anybody who goes to the Middle East needs to prove they were not involved in terrorism when they come back to Australia. I ask you, Tony, how do you prove you haven't done something? If I accuse you of stealing money from your neighbours, how do you prove to me that you didn't? You can't. You cannot prove that you did not do something. That is why the onus is always on the accuser to prove that you did. So your enacting of legislation which puts the onus of innocence to be proven by the accused effectively undermines a habeas corpus, which is the cornerstone of democracy. And democracy is the cornerstone of our civilization, the cornerstone of our society. So your enacting of such corrupt legislation has the effect of undermining democracy and subverting the rule of law in this country, and is therefore treason. You have committed treason against your nation by enacting such corrupt legislation, and the biggest problem we face as a society is the stupidity of the police who have allowed you to do so. Why these morons have not gone and arrested you defies all logic, it defies all morality. That's the problem that we face, is that we have treasonous criminals running all of our countries, and it's time we stood up and called them out for what they are and made sure these people are held accountable for their actions. They should all be taken to The Hague and tried for war crimes. Let's face it, let's look at Israel. The support that these governments show to the terrorist state of Israel shows that all of these governments are guilty of war crimes, because Israel is engaging in war crimes every single day. Israel's illegal settlement program is a war crime in itself. The fact that it bulldozes Palestinian homes and builds Israeli settlements on land that is not its own, this is a war crime. The existence of Gaza Strip itself is a war crime. The fact that there are people living in collective punishment, this is a war crime. Using the bombs and weapons it used against Gaza is a war crime. Bombing schools is a war crime. Bombing ambulances is a war crime. Bombing hospitals is a war crime. Using banned chemical weapons in residential areas is a war crime. Bombing the power plant is a war crime. Everything Israel is doing to Gaza, everything Israel is doing to the Palestinian people is a war crime. Therefore, any government that is supporting Israel and any politician that supports Israel is guilty of war crimes and should be taken to The Hague and tried for crimes against humanity. The question is, when are the people of the world going to stand up and actually take the matter in hand? Because that is the truth of the situation. And the fact that we don't take the matter in hand, folks, it's ridiculous. And all you people out there listening to this who haven't written to these people and haven't made noise about it publicly, you're all ridiculous too. And if you listen to these shows and you still haven't done anything, well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't do these shows because I like putting my voice out there. I don't do these shows because I wish to calm people down and give them a regular Saturday morning show to listen to. I do these shows because I wish to change the world, but I can't do it on my own. I need audience participation. So the question is, who is willing to participate? And if you're not willing to participate, well, then you're part of the problem and you're allowing the world to be destroyed around you. And I think perhaps you need to reevaluate your position in life. And that's the thing, really, isn't it? We all need to reevaluate our positions. We need to reevaluate who and what we are. I mean, I know I beat this drum to death, but that's really the problem, folks, is that we've forgotten who and what we are. We've forgotten the power that we have. We've forgotten that we all have the ability to bring about change if we choose to participate in the world in which we live. And it's our non-participation which has brought this situation into being. It's brought this whole situation about, our non-participation, our non-questioning of what's fed to us by our media and by our government, the fact that we only ever get one side of any story and we just don't question. You know, we're trained not to question. We're trained to be functional little cogs in the big machine. We're trained never to rock the boat. That's what our so-called education system is for. Because our education system doesn't educate, it indoctrinates. That's its whole purpose. But it's got to the stage now, folks, where the world is just gone mad. It's gone completely crazy. And it's going to continue, and things are just going to get worse until we choose to stand up and make a difference. You've got to stand up, and you've got to call these people out. You've got to call a spade, and you've got to ask the right questions. And don't back down to these people. Take the moral high ground in all that you do. You know, if we all do this, folks, we can change things. But if we don't, if we just allow things to go the way they are and we continue to swallow the rubbish and the garbage and the lies that are fed to us by this corporate-controlled war criminal media, then we're digging our own grave. And they are war criminals, folks. Every media out there that is not reporting the facts to the people is committing war crimes. They're participating in war crimes by their biased, one-sided view and by the lies that they're presenting to the people of the world. Their failure to investigate situations properly, their failure to report government criminality, their failure to question anything the government says, their failure to look at things objectively and to bring the whole story to people. These people are as guilty of crimes as any government on the planet. In fact, more so in many cases. And the thing is, folks, it's up to the people. It's up to us to do something about it. You know, we have to call our own governments out as war criminals. It's the only way we're going to regain control of our societies. It's the only way we're going to regain control of our governments. It's the only way we're going to stop the direction the world is going. This is the only way we're going to protect Gaza. It's the only way we're going to protect Palestine. We have to call our own governments out as being complicit in war crimes. I mean, there's no good bringing charges against Israel. We've seen what happens. Israel has just been found guilty of war crimes for its attack on the Mavi Marmara in 2010. It's just been found guilty of war crimes for its recent incursion into Gaza, but nothing happens because the United Nations is a toothless tiger. The United Nations is basically a dictatorship run by Israel and the United States. It's not a United Nations at all, because the United States and Israel have the power of veto over any decision that's made by the United Nations. Therefore, it's not a United Nations at all. It is a united dictatorship run by the United States and Israel. So nothing's going to happen. If we charge Israel with war crimes, nothing's going to happen. It never does. We have to take the matter in hand by charging our own governments with war crimes due to their actions in being complicit in the war crimes of Israel. That's the only way we're going to make a difference. We're not going to get the government to do it. It's got to be done by the people themselves. That's the problem. We all have to stand up and make a difference, folks. Now's the time that we have the opportunity to do it. The question is, do we have the balls to seize the opportunity? And this is what I said a couple of months ago, folks. I said we had to work and put pressure on our governments to make sure Israel was charged with war crimes. Well, that's happened. Israel has now been charged with war crimes. And as I said a couple of months ago, we know nothing will come of it because it never does, because it's Israel, and Israel can get away with whatever it wants. All you have to do is look at its actions, the amount of massacres it's carried out, the massacres in Lebanon, the massacres going back years that Israel has carried out. For the last 60 years, it's been carrying out massacres and war crimes against the people around it, and nothing has ever happened. But now that it has been publicly acknowledged that these are war crimes, it opens up the floodgates. It opens up the opportunity for us to address the criminal scumbags that are running our own governments, that are supporting the criminal actions of the terrorist state of Israel. And now we have the opportunity to do it. We have to stand up and make a difference. Because if we don't, then again, folks, it's just ridiculous. We're just allowing the world to continue along the same direction because we're playing by the rules that these criminal scumbags have put in place to tie us up in red tape, rather than simply acknowledging the fact that they are all criminals, and that is the bottom line. And if criminals write laws to constrain people, then the laws are invalid because they're written by criminals. It's as simple as that. And if you think they're not criminals, well, just ask yourself, do they support the war crime that is Gaza Strip? And if they do, then rest assured you have a government that is populated by war criminals. Simple as that, folks. One and one makes two. And that gives all of you in every nation out there listening to this the opportunity to grow a pair and stand up and make a difference. And folks, if you hear this information and you just don't do anything about it, well, then you're part of the problem. And unfortunately, that's the way it is in many of our countries. I mean, this whole country that I live in here, Apathralia, I mean, I tried to launch legal action against Jared Blay, the criminal attorney general of Queensland, for his attempt to undermine democracy and subvert the rule of law in Australia last year when he undermined habeas corpus with his ridiculous and corrupt Vlad legislation. And do you think I could get the people of Queensland motivated into launching a class action against the guy? Of course not. Because the people of Apathralia just don't really care, and they won't care until the world is eaten out from underneath them, and they'll wonder why they don't have any substance to stand on. That's how bad it's got, folks. It really has. Like I said, it's almost like the world is splitting in two, like the population is splitting in two, because the people who are asleep just seem to be getting more and more stupid. I suppose the one consolation is that our criminal governments are supplying us with more and more ammunition with which to awaken the masses. I mean, there certainly is no shortage of instances to point out to the average people now which demonstrate very aptly that our government is completely and utterly corrupt and our political system is a joke and that we need to stand up and make a difference. It's just getting them motivated into action that is the hard part. I mean, that's the thing, you know, people may agree with what you're saying, they may agree with the fact that the government is corrupt, but then they'll just sit on the sidelines and cheer you on as you try to do something about it. They won't actually participate themselves. They won't fill out a petition or sign a form or participate in a people's mandate or come with you and go to Parliament House and call these people out and make a difference, go to a public rally. They won't do any of this stuff. They just want to sit at home with their beer and their popcorn and get told that the world has changed now and get reassured that they were cheering on the correct team. It seems to be about where people are at these days. It seems to be about the limit of their motivational levels is cheering on from the sidelines. And it does get quite frustrating because if the people of this society were to join forces and to stand up in unity, we could change the world in a day. And the only thing that prevents it is people's non-participation. So I guess the trick really is finding the key that will motivate people into applying themselves to their community and applying themselves to the world around them, just getting into some form of action that is going to bring about positive change. This is what I hope to achieve with the Full Circle Project when it's launched officially next year. And I thank all those who have participated so far, all those who've participated in the forums. Hopefully you've been out there organizing your local communities and creating networks on the ground where you live. I'm sorry I haven't participated in the forums or anything very much. I've been so busy in the last 12 months. But all that is due to change in 2015 when the project is launched in earnest. It will probably be launched in Europe, I'd say. The first workshops will be somewhere in Europe, possibly Spain or something like that. I'm not really sure. But I am hoping to get it off the ground as early as March or April next year. That is the plan at the moment. I'm currently organizing people to participate in the workshops. And we want to create something which is going to empower and motivate the communities that we come to. We don't want to just be coming and delivering presentations to people. We want to get people involved in hands-on workshops designed to push the envelope and make a difference in your local community. But again, it's going to take the participation of the people. We're going to need people who want to get involved and who want to continue things after we leave and want to start pushing the envelope and want to make some change in the world. It's the thing, folks, you know, a lot of people want change, but they just don't want to have to do it themselves. They don't want to have to participate. But it's a world made up of a collective consciousness, folks. It's a world of collective people. And everything that we're facing has happened because the people who are bringing about this control grid are highly motivated people who want this control grid to happen. And they've taken steps in order to ensure that the general population at large is not motivated. Things such as fluoride, electromagnetic bombardment, television, all the things that they bombard society with to keep people locked in their left brains, keep them in this alpha state and keep them in a state of division and inaction. All of these things, we're becoming aware of all of these things now. And that's the real problem that we face, is that there have been a lot of silent weapons that have been used against us. And we haven't been aware of this weaponry up until now. But now people are becoming aware of it, and they're beginning to see that all they really have to do is stand up and participate. That's all you really have to do. Just show your support. Stand in solidarity with people who are standing up and making a difference. All of these sorts of things make a difference. Just by being part of the force for positive change makes a difference. Just being supportive of it makes a difference. But you have to participate, folks. You can't just sit on the sidelines and cheer people on. You've got to get out there and get involved. That's the way we change the world. And we could change it so quickly if people did this. That's the point. That's the frustration for me, is that change could be brought about so quickly and so simply if people were to simply get motivated. And that's what keeps me doing what I'm doing, because it's an enormous sense of frustration for me, because I can see how simple and how easy it would be to change things. So as I said, folks, that's what I'm going to try and do or attempt to achieve with the Full Circle Project next year. And really, if I don't get some results with Full Circle Project, I really don't know what I can do past that point. I really don't. I've been doing this for 7 years now. I've been coming on the air and doing these radio shows quite calmly and eloquently as often as I can, every week, if I'm able to, except when I'm traveling. And it really doesn't seem to have changed things that much. I do get a lot of positive emails from people. I do get a lot of supportive emails. I get a lot of people say that I have made a difference in their lives and that they are now applying themselves to the world. But when I get out and I look at the world, I really don't see a lot of difference. And I wonder whether my energies would be best spent in another direction. I would like to get the films finished that I'm making. It's very difficult to make films when you're doing radio shows all the time, because my mind can never really focus on the film. Once I start working on these things, I kind of like to lock myself in a room and stay there for a couple of months until I get it finished. But it's very difficult when I've got to come and do radio shows and edit video clips every week and all of the stuff that I'm doing. So maybe I will take time off the radio next year. Maybe there won't even be a radio show in 2015. Maybe I'll take a whole year off and just dedicate my time to Full Circle Project. I'm not really sure. I'll have to see how things go. But I just want to make sure I'm putting my energy into that which is making the most difference. And I really don't know whether that focus should remain on the radio shows. I don't know, maybe you can send me a little bit of feedback on that one. Plus, folks, in all honesty, I'm kind of running out of money and it's becoming difficult to be able to afford to continue doing these shows, simply because I need to start putting my time into other things that are going to generate some sort of income so I'm able to survive, because unfortunately that's the way of the world, folks. We all are required to pay to be alive. And most of the savings that I'd saved up through my years as a musician, I have now spent in the last 7 years in attempting to awaken the world to the very real dangers that they are facing. And so now I may have to start branching out into other avenues. We'll just see how we go. Of course, I still wish to try to get into Gaza by the end of the year as well. I'm hoping that I will be well enough to travel within the next few weeks, and I might be able to get that done before the end of the year as well, or possibly even get in there for Christmas, who knows. But I think it's very important that the focus is maintained on Gaza Strip. The people in Gaza are suffering terribly at the moment, folks. Every single thing that was agreed to bring about the truce has been broken by Israel. Israel has actually broken the ceasefire every single day. The people in Gaza still have no support. They have no aid coming into the country. Israel has closed all the borders, and things are getting very, very desperate on the ground in Gaza Strip. And unfortunately, a lot of the international focus has shifted to Ukraine and Syria and other issues. Many people believe that because there are no bombs being dropped on Gaza at the moment, that the situation is all good and calm and everything's being looked after. But it's really not the case. The situation there is very, very bad. So, yeah, that's still on my agenda. It's still on my calendar, folks. I still wish to get into Gaza. But please, if you are someone out there who's interested in the Palestinian issue, please do maintain the focus on Gaza Strip and do continue to report the news that's unfolding on the ground there every day. You'll find a link on my website, Eye on Palestine, where I post every article that I can find about Palestine, everything that I think is relevant. I also include a lot in the headlines on the Crow House, which is updated every day. So please do continue to check the website and do continue to maintain your focus on Gaza Strip. And not just on Gaza Strip, but on West Bank as well, on Palestine in general. I just focus on Gaza because Gaza is a prison. It's the world's biggest open-air prison. And it's such a blatant war crime right in front of everybody's faces that it is just something that I use to point out the obvious to people. The thing about Gaza, folks, is that it provides us the opportunity that we need to charge our governments with war crimes. It provides the opportunity we need to pay attention. And it's the strength of the Palestinian people which has provided this opportunity for us and which continues to provide this opportunity for us. We just need to respect that, and we need to stand in our power, and we need to see the opportunity that it is providing for us. And we have to do it, folks, because as I said, if we don't, the way of Gaza will be the way of the world. This is the way they warehouse and surplus human beings. And it's a blatant war crime, and it's happening right in front of our eyes, supported by all of our governments, and so that gives us the opportunity to hold our governments accountable, to call them out, and name them as the criminals that they are. Because Gaza Strip proves to the entire world that our governments are criminals. It does. It's a war crime right in the face of everybody. And there is no one, there is not a sane person on this planet that could possibly support what Israel is doing in Gaza Strip. And that in itself provides us with a wonderful opportunity, a golden opportunity, to bring about some real change. Because this is a crime right in front of our faces being committed by all of our governments, and every one of us has the ability to stand up and point the finger and say enough is enough. It's just up to you as to whether you wish to do so. And if you don't, as I said, folks, unfortunately, you're part of the problem. And that is the stark reality of the situation. The thing is, when looking at the world situation, we're all waiting for a savior. We're all waiting for someone to come along who's going to make a difference. Even the New Age movement waiting for a savior. Many of the people who thought the world was going to end in 2012, again, they were waiting for a savior. These people viewed some sort of global cataclysm as being their salvation. Something was going to happen whereby the world was going to be made different, and it wasn't going to require their participation. And even now, people want change, but they're just not willing to participate. But it's only through participation that change is going to come about. And there's various ways people can participate. Even just questioning authority is a major participation, folks. You know, when the system comes along and makes demands of you, you need to question the validity of those demands. You need to question where the authority to place you in hardship comes from, because the authority comes from you. And if you're employing people to manage your infrastructure and they're putting rules in place which are putting you in hardship, then they're in breach of trust and they're abusing their power. And the only reason they're getting away with it is because you're not questioning their authority. So just questioning authority in the right way can make a huge difference. But again, it's got to be done in the right way, and this doesn't mean getting into arguments with police officers on the side of the road. That is not the correct way to question authority. As I've often said, police on the side of the road, these people are programmed, they're just doing their job. Your best option is to get out of their jurisdiction and out of their custody as quickly as possible and deal with things a little bit higher up the food chain. But we've certainly got to question the authority of our politicians to do what they're doing, folks. But again, the only effective way we have of doing this is through the power of a united community, which is why it always has to come back to that. You see, there is no saviour, folks. There's nothing that's going to happen externally that's going to fix things for you. There's no dragon family going to suddenly reset the money system and change things for you. The concept that everybody's been borrowing money from this one family in China, I mean, I don't know how people are actually buying into this. They don't seem to understand where money comes from. Money isn't gold-backed. Fiat currency isn't gold-backed. If the government wants to borrow money for one of its wars, what it does is it writes out government bonds, it takes them to the Federal Reserve Bank, and it exchanges those government bonds for Federal Reserve notes, which it then spends. It doesn't borrow gold from anyone. That's simply not how money is created. And again, folks, all it is people waiting for a saviour who's going to come along and make everything suddenly good, and it's all going to happen without the need for people to participate. But just wait, folks, it's all imminent, everything's pending, the good guys are now here, and the world is going to change. Don't rock the boat, just sit there, just wait, just bide your time, it's all going to be good. This is what we hear from these people, folks. And meanwhile, the control grid just rolls out and things just get ramped up further and further while people are waiting for someone to come along and change everything from behind the scenes. But it doesn't work that way, folks. It doesn't work that way. There isn't one family lending money to all these governments so they can wage their wars. There isn't anyone who's going to come along and suddenly financially pull the rug out from underneath the banking cabal that runs this planet, because they are the banking cabal that creates the currency that all of the countries use. And they have an unlimited supply of money because they are the ones who create the money. They don't borrow the money from anyone. They don't borrow gold and use that to finance their wars. They create money from thin air, and they use it how they will. They don't have to borrow from anybody. And people need to get the fact into their heads that there is no white hats waiting in the wings that are going to change things. What is required to bring about change on this planet is for people to respect themselves enough to respect other people, which will then give them the ability to step into their own power. That's what will make a difference. And now's the prime time for people to do it, folks, because the controlling hand is truly running scared. They're bringing out everything they can at the moment. They're bringing out every single contingency plan that they've got. I would suggest that's even why we're seeing talk about this Red Dragon family, which is simply all the information that Ben Fulford tried to suck the world into believing a few years ago, repackaged and redelivered in another form. But it's serving as a great distraction for many people in the truth movement. Many people are now sitting waiting in the sidelines for something that's about to happen. It's all imminent, and so they've all gone straight back into a state of inaction, waiting for their great saviour to come. And personally, I just think this is another contingency plan of the elite. I think they're doing everything they can to keep people distracted and to keep people waiting in the sidelines, because it's becoming obvious to them how many people are waking up to the fact that there's something terribly wrong. So they're just really ramping things up. They're trying to bombard human consciousness from every possible angle in order to keep people distracted, in order to keep people locked in fear, keep people waiting for a saviour to come and save them. And if they're not waiting for a saviour, then they're too busy running on the treadmill and keep people distracted and keep people from noticing the power that they've got. But everything's falling apart for them. I mean, look at this whole Ebola scare. I mean, even that is running out of steam. They tried so hard to get the world to believe that there was this huge Ebola crisis happening and that there's this deadly disease sweeping across the planet. And now it's just running out of steam because everybody is realizing that it's a complete hoax. There is no Ebola scare. There is no rampant viral infection happening. There is no reason to run home and lock your doors. People are beginning to understand that ISIS, ISIL, is all a Western-run operation. It's all designed to balkanize the Middle East. That's all its purpose is. It's really got nothing to do with Islam is coming to get you, because Islam isn't coming to get you. It's not coming to get anyone. That's not what Islam does. So everything is running out of steam. Everything is falling apart, and the wheels are falling off the entire control grid. So there has never been a more suitable time for people to stand up and be counted, and stand up and make a noise and make a difference, and stand up and stand in integrity. That's really all you have to do, folks. That's all it really takes to not comply with this system, is to follow your moral compass and to stand in integrity and to do the right thing in all that you do, because this system is designed to lead you away from all of those things. And if you're a person with a strong moral compass, then you really have no choice but to stand up in defiance of this system. And that's all you really need to do. And if you do so, then you'll find that having the moral high ground makes a difference. It even makes a difference in legal situations, because there's really nothing that can come between you and your Creator. And if you know that in your heart, and if you are able to stand in integrity in your actions and stand in integrity in your defiance to this system, then you'll find that you can usually find a way through. Because the system really has no defense against a pure heart. That is its one downfall. But again, folks, if you're one person doing this on your own, you can get in trouble, because the system is run by psychopaths. They get you into their closed courtroom, they get everybody else out, and then they just do whatever they want. Which again is why you need the strength of community, so that you have people standing with you. And all of this comes back to respect. It always has. The frustrating part for me is how little respect people have for themselves. They might say that they respect themselves. They might even believe that they respect themselves. But when you look at their actions, they don't seem to. Even people waiting on the sidelines now, they think they have a savior. Now they think the money system's going to be reset. This shows a lack of respect for themselves, the fact that they believe that there is a savior coming. They're not prepared to act themselves. And again, folks, they just don't seem to understand how the money system works. They don't seem to realize that money isn't created from gold. It doesn't matter if some family's got a lot of gold. And the whole concept that governments actually borrow money from one particular family is absolutely absurd, because that's not where money comes from. But all of this waiting for a savior, this need to be saved by an external source, it shows an overall lack of respect for ourselves. It shows a lack of belief that we have in our own power. We just think we're little people who can't ever really achieve anything major or anything important. We have to wait for great people to come along and do great things, such as these rich families who are going to bail us out and reset the money system. And again, folks, it's an impossibility, because money doesn't work that way. Global currency doesn't work that way, and money isn't gold-backed. So it doesn't matter who has what perceived wealth, because it's all just numbers on a screen. It's all just digits. It's all just fiction. It only exists in cyberspace. That's the thing about money, folks. Money isn't real. It's just a means of trade that we give value to. It's just a mechanism by which we can perform commerce. But it has no inherent value. And look, if you are someone out there who seriously believes that something big is about to happen with the money system, that is about to change the world, I want to step back and look at the situations in Ukraine, in Palestine, in Libya, in Egypt, in Iraq, in Africa, in Rwanda. Look at the situations that we have around the planet. Look at the criminals that we have in our governments. Look at the refugee situation here in Australia. Look at what we've done to these poor people who've come out here on boats. And we've put them in detention centres in the middle of the desert, children who have been born and grown up and had spent their whole lives in these detention centres, still waiting to be processed. People we've stuck on Christmas Island, people we've put in the most terrible of circumstances. Look at the situation in Burma. Look at the situation in Venezuela. Look at the situation in Panama. Have a look at the global situation. Have a look at the depleted uranium that's been spread around the planet via this fake war on terror. Have a look at the actions of Israel. Have a look at what's going on in Syria. Have a look at the situation in the Gulf of Mexico from the Deepwater Horizon oil disaster. Have a look at Fukushima. Have a look at what's happening to the fish stocks up in northern Canada. Have a look at the fracking. Have a look at what's happening to the water table across the planet. Have a look at ISIS, folks. Have a look at the Greater Israel Project. Have a look at the police state that's being built in all Western countries. Have a look at the powers that have been granted to our police forces. Have a look at the loss of rights through legislation that's been enacted in all of our countries. Have a look at the standard of education in all of our countries. Have a look at the chemtrails. Have a look at the GM food that is being pushed out across the planet and the damage it is doing to the genetics of this planet right across the board. And sit back and take it all in and be honest with yourself. And then consider whether some family coming along and resetting the money system because they have all the gold is actually going to make any difference to anything that I just mentioned. And ask yourself how it is possible for someone to reset the entire global financial system simply because they have a lot of gold. Think about it, folks. And that's all I'm asking, folks, is that you think about this. Think about this issue and think about what you're being sold here. And then ask yourself whether it's a reality and what change it would actually bring about, even if it was. And that's what I see, folks. I see people clutching at straws. I see people who are aware of the global situation. They're aware that we're in a very precarious position and they're looking desperately for something to come along which is going to be a life raft. And when they see what may be a life raft, they cling onto it desperately and they ignore everything else. And that's what I'm seeing, this whole talk about the dragon family. I'm seeing so many people focus on that and now are sitting back waiting for some magic button to be pushed, which is going to change everything. And they don't realize that even if someone was to reset the money system, it isn't going to change any of the issues that we have. It isn't going to deal with any of the criminals that are running our governments. It isn't going to deal with the wars. It isn't going to fix Gaza. It isn't going to fix the situation in Africa. It isn't going to change anything. And people don't understand that it's not even possible for someone to just come along and say, well, we're changing things now. It doesn't work that way. And nothing is going to change until people get out of their inaction and people stop waiting for someone else to come along and save them. You know, you've got an active mind and you've got a voice. You could use both of those things and you could make a difference right now without anyone coming along and saving you. If you were to stand up and ask the right questions in the right way and question authority in the right circumstances, you would make a difference. And we all have the ability to do this, folks, but unless we can stand in integrity and stand in our own power, nothing is going to change. No one is coming to save you. You know, it's amazing how deeply the salvationist savior mentality is embedded into people's minds. It really is. Even people who are not religious are still waiting for some external source to come along and change everything for them. Even with this resetting of the money system, if you want a new money system, folks, rally your community together to demand an interest-free money system. Because if you had a united community, you could do this, because the power of a united community can do anything. You could rally the community to reset the money system yourself. But no one's going to come along and do it for you. And if someone does come along and do it for you, what makes you think for a moment that they're going to put an honest system in place? All we'll end up with will be like a global currency and a one-world money system, which is what they've been trying to implement anyway. And if it's still run by a central bank, then we're in the same position that we were in. You want to fix the money system, folks? Get rid of banking. That's how you fix the money system. Stop the private issuance of currency. That's how you fix the money system. It's completely and utterly irrelevant who has what gold and who has what money where. What matters is whether the currency is issued privately or publicly. That's the crux of the biscuit. That's what really makes a difference. And while the issuance of currency remains in the hands of private individuals, then we have the problem that we have now, regardless of who has the wealth, because wealth has nothing to do with money. Our currency is fiat. It is not gold-backed. It's simply printed on the back of government bonds, and that's what we've got. And we need to change that, folks, and we could do it with the power of a united community. We could change everything with the power of a united community, folks, and we'd be doing it ourselves and not waiting for someone to come along and save us. But it's incredible just how deep that programming runs, even in non-religious people. And it always comes out right on cue. You know, the world is really ramping up. The powers that be are really pushing things to the limit. We've got conflicts erupting all over the planet. We've got the wheels falling off the system. We've got the government exposing themselves left, right, and center. War posturing in Ukraine. The entire Middle East situation is falling apart. Israel is imploding. ISIS, ISIL are being exposed as a Western-run operation. The wheels have fallen completely off the whole Ebola scam. Now is the time for action. If people were motivated and stood up, we could literally pull this system down right now. And then suddenly, out of the blue, comes the Red Dragon family to place everybody into a state of inaction and let them know that it's all imminent. Don't rock the boat. Change is coming. The good guys are now here. The white hats are in your corner. Everything's going to change. Don't rock the boat. Don't make a fuss. Don't complain. Don't upset the apple cart. Everything's about to change. It's all imminent. Just wait, folks. Just wait. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. And nobody does anything, because they suddenly believe that there's a savior waiting in the wings. And it always happens, folks, right on cue. When we need people to stand up, and we have an opportunity to stand up, and we have a real opportunity for change, if people were to stand up, suddenly a pacifier appears and everybody sits down again and waits to be saved. Personally, folks, I won't trust anybody who tells me anything is imminent. It's like this whole ridiculous disclosure project. Oh, yes, it's imminent, folks. They're about to disclose the truth about UFOs. They're about to tell us that there's been government interaction with spacemen. It's been going on for years, and they've been telling us that this disclosure is imminent since around about 1973. And they're still out there telling us that disclosure is imminent. And there's all of these people sitting, waiting on the sidelines, just the way they have been waiting for the last 40 years. And they're still waiting. And it's the same with waiting for this system to be pulled down by some external source that controls the money system. It's fiction, folks. It's not going to happen. And what it's doing is it's preventing you from paying attention to the world around you, and it's preventing you from participating in bringing about some change in your own community. And if you were to do that, then you would bring about some change to the world at large, because The world at large is made of small communities, folks, and if we change our own backyard and it begins to ripple out, then we see some real change in the world. But that's where it's got to come. That's where it's got to start. It's got to start with you changing your heart space. It's got to start with you changing your perspective and being willing to apply it to the world around you. Don't wait to be saved, folks. Your salvation lies within your own heart. It lies within your own grasp. And if you were not capable of your own salvation, then it couldn't be achieved. That is the reality of the situation. And it's the same for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. The thing is, you know, if you stand in integrity, the system has nowhere to go, especially if you have people standing with you. And if you stand in integrity in your local community, then the community does want to stand with you. You know, if you treat your neighbours with the respect that you would like to have, if you treat people as yourself, treat people the way they would like to be treated, you make a difference, folks. You break down barriers with people. You realise that we're all in this together, and the reason that we fight and have such animosity with our neighbours and such animosity in our communities because we're competing with each other. We're competing for a higher rung on the social ladder because we think that's what it's about. We've been trained to have these mindsets with each other and trained to always see ourselves as divided from everybody else, and that's the problem. That's the clue as well. Because divide and conquer has been the mechanism which has been used to perpetuate this control grid, and it's been played to a T, folks. The human race has quite literally been played like an orchestra. We've been played so much and so well, and we don't even realize how much we're being played. But if we stand in integrity in all that we do, and stand in integrity in our community and become a shining pillar in our community, then the community will follow suit around you. The community will rally to you, and you will make a difference. Sure, there might be people who won't. There might be people who see you as a threat. There might be people who become a little jealous of you. But they'll come around in the end. If you start doing the right thing and you start improving their lives for them simply by your actions and simply by your defiance against this system, they will rally to you. They will rally round. Eventually, you will see the support that you need from your community, and people will be wanting to stand up and make a difference with you. But that's where change has got to come from, folks. It's got to come from us. It's got to come from each individual changing their perspective, changing their heart space, and applying themselves to the world. And now's the time we have to do it. Now, things really are getting out of control, folks. All of our governments are criminals. They're all out of control. They all need arresting. They all need throwing in jail. That's the bottom line. I mean, let's face it, it's the truth. It's the truth. We know this. There's no good beating around the bush. There's no good being politically correct. Why do I have to be politically correct and follow by the rules that some criminal wrote on a piece of paper when he wrote those rules to protect himself? And he's a criminal. Of course he's a criminal. Why do I have to go by what he says? And all of our leaders are criminals, folks. Just their participation in the war crime that is Gaza Strip shows that they are criminals. And it matters not what you think about Palestinians. It matters not what you think about Israelis. It matters not what your religious views are. What you need to understand is that the people in Gaza Strip are people. They are human beings, and they are suffering. And it's up to all of us to stand up and make a difference in that respect. It's up to all of us to do something about this, because while they are suffering, mankind is suffering. And that's the bottom line. It isn't just a crime against Palestine, folks. Gaza Strip is a brutal crime against humanity. But that's it for me, folks. I've now reached the end of the show. Thank you very much for spending this time with me on the air today. Thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution to the Crow House. And thank you to anybody who is going to. If you can, it would be greatly appreciated. But that is it for me, folks. I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In Lakesh.